أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثم إليه ترجعون. In the previous, the beginning part of this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that when Allah created you from nothing, you were non-existent. And Allah Ta'ala created you, and then you still disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala. This is very, very surprising and strange. You are working for somebody, he pays you. You don't acknowledge also that this is my boss, that he is paying me. The husband does everything for his wife, and the wife does not even acknowledge that this is my husband, he does everything for me. We will say, what kind is this, a human or is it an animal, worse than an animal? Allah created us all, and the first thing is to acknowledge that Allah is our creator, and then to make shukr after that to Allah Ta'ala for all the great, great favors of Allah Ta'ala upon us. But first it is to acknowledge that, oh Allah, you have created us. We were nothing, we were nowhere. And you always, you have been since ever, you are forever. And you alone are our creator. So that not our parents are our creators, they are the means, no doubt. We haven't come from any monkey sources or anything. Allah is our creator. So in that we understand the uluhiyat of Allah. That Allah is our ilah, that Allah is our Allah, what we will say God, He is our Allah, He is the one who created us from nothing. That is the first thing we have to acknowledge. And then the other is, وَكُنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتٍ فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. You were nothing, you were non-existent, we gave life to you. And this life of which Allah has given us, it's not in our control, it was not of our request also. The ruh, when life came into the child in the womb of the mother, after about 4 months, 4 months, 10 days, then life came into the child. From where did this life come? Allah put that life. And then this life is not in our control. Mort, nobody can deny mort. Mort is going to come to every one of us. And that is not in our hands, not in our choice. Many a person who feels like dying, even those who try to commit suicide, if mort is not written, they don't die. And many a person who wants to live still long, mort comes and that person dies. Mort is a reality which nobody can deny, and it is not at all in our hands. So Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. Allah will give you death again. Allah brought you into existence from non-existence. Then Allah will give death to you. And this death that will come, ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ. And then again He will give life to you again. And this second life that will come is proof of the year after. The life of the year after, that we are going to be resurrected again. We will go into our qabrs, Qiyamah's day we will be resurrected. And that will be for accountability, for hisab, kitab. We will be paid for all the good that we did, we will be charged for all the wrong that we did. So that is a reality which nobody can deny also. The existence of Allah, the Qudrat, the power, He is our Ilah, He is our Ma'bud, He is our Allah. We have to acknowledge that, and in no way can we deny that. And then that our resurrection, Ma'ad, the life of the year after, two very important things, many places in the Quran Sharif, the very basics and fundamentals of our Iman, to believe in Allah and to believe in the last day. So that is also contained in this ayat, that we will be brought back to life again, and then we will have to be accountable. If just so much comes into our minds and we realize this, that will be enough also to correct a person's life. When a person knows that for everything that I'm doing, I'm going to be accountable for it. Every moment of my life, every cent of my life, where I earned it, where I spend it, where I spend the time which Allah has given me. Wasting of time is a very serious crime also, that it is a big amanat. As money is an amanat, Our health is an amanat. Allah's all ni'mats are amanat. Time is also a great amanat. And to waste time on the internet, on the cell phone, on sports, on all entertainment is a great crime also. We cannot be wasting time, not a single moment, least that in the month of Ramadan we want to pass time. That time is extremely valuable, and then we still want to pass time with that. So in this part of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala reminds us that mort will come to us again, and we will be then brought back to life again, and we will have to account to Allah Ta'ala for all our deeds, what we have done, and in that deeds we will have to account for the ni'mats Allah has bestowed upon us, and what right did we fulfill in those ni'mats. If we just think of the ni'mat of the eye, the ni'mat of the tongue, the ni'mat of our brains, heart, liver, kidney, endless, and each one of them, the history and the details of it is also endless. Then the ni'mat of Iman, how much did we appreciate this Iman? The ni'mat of Islam, that all of us can read Quran Sharif, a very big ni'mat. How much do we fulfill the rites and do we read Quran Sharif? All the rest of deen also. So we have to, Allah make us conscious of this, to acknowledge that Allah is our creator. And if this can be in our, the forefront of our minds all the time, that Allah has created us, we are accountable to Allah, we have to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, and we have to live our lives according to His commandments, which He has shown us on the way and pattern of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then we realize we have to die again. This dunya is not our object, it's not our home and our abode. The akhirat is our abode. And how much are we preparing for that life? May Allah give us all tawfiq and the proper understanding, and appreciate this great Quran Sharif Allah Ta'ala has given to us, and make our lives accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana.